KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
On August 9th, Clackamas County Jail Commander Captain Lee Eby spoke in Milwaukee to the Clackamas NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Health. He spoke about the new transition center for people released from the Clackamas Jail and programs and services for people with mental illness who become involved with the criminal justice system in the county. KBOO's Prison Pipeline host Karen James spoke with Captain Eby after the event.
On August 9th, Clackamas County Jail Commander Captain Lee Eby spoke in Milwaukee, Oregon. The event was organized by Clackamas NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, to inform the public about the new transition center and programs and services for people with mental illness who become involved with the criminal justice system in Clackamas County. I spoke with Captain Eby after the event.
People are very familiar with how jail is and the kind of movie sense, but in reality, we are doing a lot more specifically with the mental health population. And we today presented those programs that we've been doing, including our newest program and building, which is a transition center where we're actually reaching into our jail and helping people transition out into the community by giving them resources and direction for where they can go for services.
Where is this transition center located? And talk about some of these services and programs provided at the center.
The location actually is the most important and innovative part of our program, which is it is actually outside the jail, about 100 feet or so from it. So the transition going from the jail to this building is easy. And part of the services we are doing is we are hooking those individuals who have been incarcerated, whether on probation or new charges, into services so we can get them out of the loop of the criminal justice system. And those services can be anything from assisting with trying to help them with some temporary housing to treatment, drug and alcohol programs, employment programs, and we have educational programs such as the GED program that we can. And then we have a lot of services where we can help them, assist them with, you know, we have some food there. We have some vouchers specifically for like DMV, those type of vital records where they don't have the resources necessarily, especially if they've just been incarcerated, to help themselves move on into the community. And so we're really trying to be that funnel for services where we can hook them in and so they don't just go back out to the community with nothing, because a lot of times that's how they got into the system, because they didn't have anything.
And how many people can be accommodated at this new transition center?
It's quite large. We have multiple classrooms, and we also have an area with computers to help people finding employment. And we can do 50, 60 people at a time. There's often times in the facility where it's packed during the day. And so we are constantly helping people. And I'll also say that we have helped people that aren't just in the jail but come up there maybe by the system to help seek services. So try to get them prior to getting in jail, which is an important part of that kind of preemptive system strike, where we're trying to prevent that kind of circular motion in the system.
Captain Eby, this is a new type of center here in Oregon. Clackamas County is the first to provide such a center. Why this center and why now?
Part of it involved justice reinvestment dollars, a conceded effort by the state to try to invest in other alternatives to reduce jail and prison population. And as a county, as a system, the sheriff's office and parole and probation, we looked at what would be the best use of that money. How can we help the system itself get people out? And the way we saw was hooking people into one location where they can get the services, and we can get them right when they're getting out of the facility. So it's a short distance. We often have staff who actually walk them over from being released, and we have those services right there to hook them in quickly. So they're not lost, and because oftentimes the safety net is unfortunately not big enough, and people fall through. One of the other areas that's important to know is that, like, in our jail, the average length of stay is about 12 days. So knowing that, as a result, looking at, you know, justice reinvestment dollars and how do we best spend to break that cycle and reduce bed space was we didn't have enough time really to affect everybody in the facility. We knew that 12 days is just not enough time. So that's where we looked at the transition center to say, okay, well, if we kind of touch them outside where we have a longer period of time and get them in resources which would last longer, that was our best bet and our best bang for our buck, so to speak. And that's why we're doing it in that, you know, we're reaching into the jail in that 12 days, but we're also utilizing that time outside just as important as we are inside. And that's why I think it's an important time right now to get that done.
And you're doing a lot around people with mental illness who find their way into the Clackamas County Jail. Talk about some of the new services and programs for persons with mental illness.
So in the jail itself, mental illness is not new. It's unfortunately a systematic issue with the system as a whole. And so what we've done is we've encouraged and started different programs to try to do what we call discharge planning, where we case manage individuals who come into our facility with mental health issues and work on getting them the support and services they need when they get out. Because oftentimes jail is just an easier alternative to dealing with a problem. And then they're just unfortunately dumped back out without no support. And so we have an acute mental health team in the jail. It's our START group that looks at the acute mental health illnesses and inmates in our facility on a weekly basis and case manage each and every one to try to find a plan as to what is going to go with that individual and where they're going to be. Because at some point they are getting out of our facilities. And we have to be responsive to that because the way we've done in the past is just not working. And then we also have a jail discharge team that actually works on discharge planning for all the inmates. And we try to get as many as we can where we have plans and services available. Again, these are programs we've started inside our facility. They're not perfect. I'm sure we're missing people, and there are times when we're not catching everyone, but it's our first opportunity to try to reduce that number as best as we can. And so working with our medical and mental health staff, we try to identify them and triage them as early as we can.
Are these services available in the community, or are you finding difficulties hooking people up with services?
I would say that there's a large amount of services out there untapped that we've utilized and we are utilizing now. Probably the one area that is probably the weakest at this point, and I don't think it's any surprise to anybody in the Portland area, is housing is a huge roadblock right now. We do, you know, especially with medical services, we have an individual in our facility whose sole job is to sign people up for medical services when they get out, so they have health care. And so that way when they're walking out the door, they have some type of health care plan. And then, you know, another thing we're doing is, you know, for those people, especially with the mental health issues, is, you know, we're supplying and getting them prescription for their medications for at least a week. So they have, you know, some kind of a crutch as they get out there, because sometimes even the services take a few days to work. They're not immediate. But there is a lot of services that we are finding out there in the community, and we're trying to tap as many as we can.
Now, a lot of inmates with mental illness often have an addiction. Sometimes they come in very angry, resistant, and they may be on meds, but they don't want to take meds in the jail. What happens? How does the jail approach these folks to help them?
Those individuals who are not taking, we have qualified mental health professionals and nurses who will daily check in with them. And we try to use a more softer approach because we can't just force medicate people. We actually go in and try to help in a more cognitive approach of dealing with their state. And oftentimes, you know, it's those little openings where a person just talking softly or just listening to somebody in a manic state might bring them down enough that we are able to convince them that maybe medications is a good idea, or just to, you know, eventually their worries that they may have be able to comfort them, at which point, you know, that makes our job and everybody's job a whole lot easier. But also we try to hook into the family, and it is important for us to get the information from them. And on our website, we have a information sheet, a medical history, where a family member can complete that sheet and fax it or even personally bring it down to our jail, and we will try to utilize that information to help us diagnose and treat that individual.
So, Captain Eby, on the Clackamas County Sheriff's website, you did put information for family members if a loved one with mental illness was arrested. Talk about that.
So we worked with our local NAMI, Clackamas, and developed a document that basically gives a lot of information to somebody who has an individual with mental illness incarcerated to try to give them answers to questions they may not know or may not be even asking. And this was in addition to our informational sheet that we put on our website for people to give us information about their loved ones.
What are the numbers showing as far as a success?
The numbers are too early because we just started this year, so we really don't have a good basis. But we know just from, you know, some anecdotal stories about, you know, getting people from the from jail to transition to actually seeing them show up for GED programs, for, you know, we have people come up for work source where we're, you know, trying to help them get employment, that we know that those programs we're seeing some success in. Obviously, give it a year or so, when we start really trying to deal in the numbers, we'll see exactly what percentage are successful. But I think any level at this point with our system is beneficial. Where we in our jail have a 78% recidivism rate, any reduction, no matter how minor, will be a huge impact on the system. So I think we have to try something.
And the Clackamas County Sheriff's website says that it is committed to helping those with mental illness get the assistance they need prior to being in the criminal justice system. What types of jail diversion programs do you have in the county for people with mental illness?
Well, one of the things that we've worked on the county, and it's a continuing, is we have our Centerstone facility on 82nd. And that is a program dealt with the county mental health. It is a program and building where people can be brought to seek assistance in mental health. And oftentimes we also use our, we have county employees who are mental health professionals. We call them our behavioral health unit. They actually are embedded with our patrol division. And they actually go on calls with them and do follow-ups. And they're qualified mental health professionals, and the idea there is they try to do that preemptive strike of dealing with people who may need assistance now prior to being called by the police. And also they show up on calls to help police have a different option, and they actually introduce them into the mental health side of the system. And this is in an event to stop from bringing them to jail. And so we have seen a lot of success with our behavioral health unit and having them embedded with our patrol. So the patrol officer has another option, not just jail, but actually can have somebody who's, that's their profession, that's what they do. And then they get involved, they intervene, and then they do follow up later on. So you might see, you know, a few days later, show up to their house, check on them, those type of things. And we have seen a good amount of success with that. And utilizing Centerstone as a place where people can go or be taken to be used is also. And we're in the process of also we're looking at other preventative mental health diversion programs with the courts, too, as we go forward. Currently, the courts have a mental health court that we utilize in Clackamas County, which has shown good success of trying to divert, or a diversion-type program of people once they get in the system. But trying to get out of is our goal right now, is to try not to get in the system to begin with.
I've been speaking with Clackamas County Jail Commander Captain Lee Eby. For KBOO News, I'm Karen James.